Well, as we approach lunch on Monday, the ASX 200 is slipping by around 0.5%, and this is after falling by about 3% last week. And this means we've completely shaken off and ignored the strong lead from Wall Street on Friday and a stronger commodity prices like iron ore and also gold. And what perhaps is keeping investors in a bad mood is the fact that the APEC summit ended yesterday. Vice President Mike Pence said the US wasn't in a rush to end the trade war and would not change course until China changes its ways. And that's not the sort of encouraging commentary the market would have liked less than 2 weeks out from the G20 summit, which is still scheduled to be held in Argentina on November 30. That was a platform basically where the market was hoping the US and China could put their differences aside on trade and come to some sort of agreement as well. So that is seeing most sectors in negative territory. We've got just the defensive telcos and healthcare stocks improving very modestly, but energy stocks are down about 1.5%. The price of oil has fallen about 25% in just 5 weeks, which hasn't been helpful, of course, on concerns of higher supply. And tech stocks are also down following the US counterparts lower as well. As far as the winners and losers as at the stock level, Cleanaway Waste Management and Appen in the tech sector are both up about 5% on broker upgrades. Domain Holdings is also up by about 4.5%. Now, the property classified stock seems to be improving on news that Fairfax shareholders have voted in favour of a merger with Nine Entertainment. Now needs to get court approval next week, but that's news that impacts not only Domain, but Nine Entertainment, of course, and Fairfax as well. So all of those shares are improving. The bank's not doing so well. Round 7 of the Royal Commission has kicked off today in Sydney. The banks have fallen back now for 4 consecutive months. Now, in the losers column, Viva Energy is the worst. It's down 12%. This is an energy group that has an alliance with Coles Express. It's falling on a weaker trading update, but also seems to be dragging other stocks like Woodside, Santos and Oil Search lower as well. Plenty of company news about. Baby Bunting is up 14%. The baby goods retailer said it expects profits to lift as much as 45% this year, which is positive. Myer is down 10%. It's resumed trade and has confirmed media speculation that sales have dropped about 5% in the past quarter. Medibank has entered a trading halt ahead of an announcement in relation to a tender process, and Wesfarmers is also down ahead of its split from Coles, which is going to happen this Wednesday. The Aussie dollar, 73.1 US.